Now, let me tell you one quick story. I'll never forget. It was Thanksgiving. I was pastoring in New England. The fax machine, I bet most of you don't even know what that is. It was a little machine that someone could electronically send you a message and it would print it out on this funny paper. It's called a facsimile. It was kind of like an early, email kind of thing. And I remember I was sitting there and I heard the machine make a little squeak and a peep and it started going and coming out. And I tore it off and I looked at it. And it told me the story of someone I knew. His name was Andy Meekins. He was an elder in a church in Ethiopia in a city called Addis Ababa. And he was flying from Ethiopia to somewhere else in Africa when a hijacker took over his flight. You can look it up online, Flight 961. On board were 163 passengers, 12 crew members. And among those flying on Saturday were Mr. and Mrs. Andy Meekins. And Andy was an elder at the International Evangelical Church of Addis. That large Bible-believing church was pastored by a good friend of mine. And so that's why I got this fax. In less than 2 hours, more than 120 of those passengers died. Among them was Andy. Let me tell you what happened. The hijackers stormed the cabin with their hatchets. That was before they had TSA and all that. Broke the door down, took over, threatened the pilots, commandeered the plane to fly to a different place. And the pilot finally radioed the people after this horrific time of all of them not knowing what was happening. He says, "You know what? We're running out of fuel. We're all going to crash. There's nothing I can do." And then the engines went out and the plane started going down. On my little fax, this is what Andy's wife told me. She said, as soon as the pilot said, "We're all going to die, the plane's going to crash," she said, "I'll never forget the distinct snap of my husband's seatbelt." He started, they were sitting near the back of the plane, he started going to the back and sitting on the armrests of every row all the way up the plane. And he looked earnestly at each passenger and shared the gospel of Jesus Christ. And as he was traveling down the aisle of the plane, he would look back at his wife and he would give her a count of how many people in their seats had cried out to Jesus Christ to forgive them of their sins before they died. His wife said he'd made it two-thirds of the way up to the front of the plane. When the wing of the plane hit in the Indian Ocean near the Comoros Islands, hit and started the plane spinning, and it skipped and twirled, and 120 people aboard died. The crash is well known now. You can read about it on the internet. It's captured on the film of a Japanese honeymooning couple. They caught the descent of the 767, the tip of the wing, the flip, the crash, the disintegration, and the news reporters all talked about the crash. But as soon, his wife said, as the captain told us we were going to crash, my husband's seatbelt snapped. He was up and out of his chair, going down the aisle, row by row, he shared the gospel before the sickening screech of the twisting metal and the 110 mile per hour crash of our plane that snuffed out Andy's earthly pilgrimage. He had led 20 passengers. Andy never made it back to the safety of his seat, but he took 20 souls with him to paradise. Do you know what Jesus commended most about Philadelphia? That they were taking people with them to heaven. That's what a simple, spiritual, healthy person looks like. That's what something, a life of doing what pleases God, a normal, simple, spiritual life with the basics, in the Word in us, speaking the truth to God, and outflowing and sharing the Word. That's what pleases Christ. That's the life we should seek.